Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, in God's news behind the news, I know Steve is happy that we're moving along. Here. I don't know if you knew this, guys, but there has been a monument that has been erected, if you will, by the atheists. It's happened in Florida, and Huffington Post is reporting that in Stark, Florida, a group of atheists unveiled a monument to their non-belief in God on Saturday to sit alongside a granite slab that lists the Ten Commandments in front of the Bradford County Courthouse. Now, this is the first monument of this type. It hasn't been done, in my understanding, anywhere across the country. Wow. And it's the first one to happen in Florida. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there was some controversy about it and, you know, back and forth. And basically what... There's a New Jersey-based group that was working on this, and they wanted the Ten Commandments removed, and since they couldn't have the Ten Commandments removed, then they petitioned to be able to establish their own monument there. And, you know, you hear a lot of people, because there's a lot of, you know, there was protests, or 200 people attended, and all this type of stuff, and, you know, the thing about that is, you know, if a person's an atheist, and they don't believe in God, well, it's an opportunity to win them to God.
Yeah.
They just don't know. But what could become more grievous, you know, I think it's a grievance, is to profess the Ten Commandments and say that they're the most important things and we're honored to have them on, and say that we believe that there is a God, but not to live a life that proves what we say we believe. And I just think in America, and believers of the church alike, I think that, listen, we need to get to the point where we're not protesting over wrong things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, it's like, it's more important that the Ten Commandments are in our heart than they are on a block somewhere for the world to see.
Yeah.
It's more important that they're in our own hearts so we can observe them, even in our own homes. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was interesting. It made news, and like I said, people are discussing and talking about it. But I think the emphasis these days is it's going to be the love of God. It's going to be sharing acts of kindness, and it's not so much what you say. It's more about what you do. I mean, Francis Assisi, and I love this quote. He is quoted as saying, "Preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words."
Mm-hmm, right.
And we're living in a day and age now more than ever, you know, we need to live the life. You need to not go by what you call yourself, but by who you are.
Right.
And let your fruit speak for you.
Yeah, it's huge, because as you think about, you have a lot of people that are protesting the Ten Commandments coming down, or the Ten Commandments not being upheld, but it's the very ones that don't know the Ten Commandments. It's the very ones that don't live the Ten Commandments. And our biggest witness can be ones that are closest to us, whether it's our coworkers, whether it's our family, our children, our spouses. And it's that influence that we have to focus on. It's just that life that we live. Because the life that we live is always going to speak louder, volumes louder, than the words that we say.
Mm-hmm. Let the main thing be the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, the main thing is not what you say.
Yeah.
The main thing is what you do. I mean, Jesus himself said, you will know them by their fruit. And really, that is a legitimate way to identify yourself and others. It's okay for have others listen. You can tell people, don't follow what I just say. Look at what I do. Look what I do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Jesus says. And it's the same thing we can do with others. And I think that at this point, this stage in the game, let's not worry about monuments. But let's worry about what is in our heart and in our lives, and what we're really displaying. And the love of Christ, it's going to take the love of God to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's going to take the love of God, not an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, intellectual arguments don't win.
Yeah.
That right. At the end, it's over.
And it's even in the Word of God that He says our greatest witness is our love. And it's the love that we have for one another, because love is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jesus even says just that at the end of the age, the love of most is going to grow cold.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to choose to love people when they love you the least. And that's what's going to win people over, because people are going to notice how most people respond. Most people respond selfishly or argumentative or causing division and strife like we've been talking about. But when you take that opportunity to love somebody and overlook an offense or whatever the case might be, that's our greatest witness, right? Is that choice of love.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, it's not going to be a drag out argument. If someone is won by an argument, that's a scary thing, because that means that you just won their intellect. God's not looking to win men's intellect. God is looking to win men's heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the truth is that a person with an argument is always at the mercy of someone with an experience, someone who had an encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about, because, you know, it's not about arguing and not about getting this debate. Because God wants us to live this life for Him. He wants us to live this life for others. He wants us to glorify Him in all that we do. And one of the ways we do that is by reaching out. And we're going to talk later in this program, because you're seeing a huge thing happening in America right now. It's happening all over the world. But things are changing. They're changing in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask any person, you can ask any child this day, and they can tell you, 10-year-old child can tell you that things are changing in our culture, in our society, in our country. And we're going to have a conversation later in the program today where we talk about the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of America. I mean, which one is more important, you know, and which one comes first?
Mm.
I mean, yes, we have a great country, but listen, it's about the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, let's talk about it now.
Yeah.
You know, the kingdom of God, God didn't call us as believers to be about the kingdom of America. Listen, America's a great country. We're celebrating Independence Week, Independence Day this week. You know, we have one of the greatest countries in the world, the greatest country in the world. And we have fantastic, awesome freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, as a believer, are we supposed to lift up America over the kingdom of God, or is it about the kingdom of God?
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, 95% of Christians do not win one person. One person now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
One soul. For the Lord, they don't fight for one soul. Think about it. The Bible says, "He that wins souls is wise." Why would God fight with Americans when they decide to fight for their country? I mean, if we're not interested in fighting for God, if we're not interested for defending the cause of Christ, if we're not interested in standing for truth, and I'm not talking about arguing, I'm talking about living a life that glorifies God, honoring His word. I'm not talking about any of that other stuff. If we're not willing as believers, and I'm talking to the church, if we're not willing as believers to win a person to Jesus Christ, winning a person to Jesus Christ is not arguing at them. It's not beating them over the head with scriptures. Mm. It's not condemning them. You know, it's not any of those things. It's taking the time to get to know them, taking the time to really understand where people are coming from. Listen, we need to remember that we were lost once too. You know, the worst thing that could happen is for you to get away from your testimony and bury your testimony as if that, you know, and it, listen, that person, if the Bible says any man be in Christ, old things pass away and all things become new, so that person's dead. But you don't want to forget where God brought you from.
Right.
You don't want to forget the stuff that you used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't help you to relate to people. Part of relating to people and understanding people is to be able to walk in their shoes, is to understand what they're experiencing. And people today are feeling judged, they're feeling criticized, like there is no empathy. And I'm not talking about condoning sin or nothing like that, but it's like, you know, part of healing me is hearing me, understanding me, you know, and folks don't want to be preached down at, if you will, or, you know, condemned, but what they really want is the truth in love. You don't have to compromise the gospel, but you don't have to wield a sword out and just go nuts with it. You know, it's like, right, it's like the whole shaving principle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can do a dry shave.
Yeah.
Some people don't like that. You can do a dry shave and it's nice and sharp on the skin. It can be a little rashy.
Yeah.
Or you can use some shaving cream or some oil, whatever else you use, and it could be a smoother. They both cut. They both get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
But one's an abrasive approach, and one is a smoother approach,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, a one that could actually be received. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, it's huge, because it's all about how it's how it's presented. Because you can say
the same thing, two different ways,
and it comes across two completely different ways.
Exactly. It's almost like, I know that's the truth, but I just feel like I just got beat up right now.
Yeah. Like my mom used to say all the time when we were younger, says you can attract more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
And she wouldn't know, because she is so sweet. She really is. Wow. And it's true, you know, and the thing about it is that it's the truth in love. You got to think about what comes first, America or the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's the kingdom of God if you're a believer.
Mm-hmm.
We live in America. We could have lived in China. We could have lived in, you know, Russia. We could have lived anywhere. But it's about the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here. We have a citizenship. We're dual citizens. We have a citizenship in heaven. And if you're an American, it happens to be in America.
Mm-hmm.
But you're seeing oftentimes believers now lifting up America to the status of the kingdom of God. And it isn't. You know, you can have patriots, you know, support for the country and be a good patriot and love the country. That's great. That's wonderful. But it's about the kingdom of God. And listen, the hope for America, what makes America great, is that America has sent out so many missionaries. So many missionaries have left America, the freedom to preach the gospel. And if we're praying for America to stand, it's only so that America can continue to reach the world, the kingdom of God continue to flourish, so that we can reach the world with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get it twisted. It's always about Jesus and his kingdom. No matter what happens, we can't get it twisted. Kingdom of God first and America second. We can be proud Americans, but as believers, we must never forget that our citizenship is in heaven first, and that our mission is to glorify God and to reach the world for Jesus. No matter what happens to you, listen, nations come, nations go, kingdoms rise, kingdoms fall, but the kingdom of God will remain till the end. Till the end.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.